Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's the only time all year
you'll get position coaches like your Zach Azanis, Danny Smiths.
Exactly. It's the only time you get the...
Oh, give me some... How about some Pat Meyer for everybody?
Yeah. Well, I actually don't have any Pat Meyer here because the offensive line is coming off its best game of the season, and I don't think people are in the mood to bitch about him. Give it a couple of weeks, and we'll get back to him probably. So instead, I do have some other random thoughts that were on display today at Steelers practice. Danny Smith talked. Now, he's a character. We know that he goes through 100 pieces of gum a game. He is definitely looked at as like an odd duck, one of these idiocentric guys who has been a football lifer. And
idiosyncratic.
I do think he's one of the better special teams coaches in the NFL. But something happened in this game. Well, we know what happened with Caleb Johnson. He did get into that, but I'm not going to play that. That's old news for me. We asked on yesterday's show about what happened at the end of the game. Why did that punt get blasted through the end zone? Mm-hmm. Why did they not try to coffin corner or pin the Vikings in? Why did it look like Corliss Waitman just blasted the ball and kicked it as far as he could? Now, I'm trying to remember what the consensus was among the people in this room. Did you guys think that Waitman was instructed to do that, or did you think that it was a worker's error on his part?
I thought that it was such an atrocious attempt at a punt.
Yeah.
That I think where I zeroed out was he had to have been told for God knows what reason to do that, because that's like, honestly, you would expect a mediocre college punter to have better control of his hang time and distance. So I thought it had to be somewhat on purpose.
Donnie, did you think player error? Did you think coach order?
No, pretty much right on what Chris said. Like it had to be, or else something really got crossed up. I mean, he just booted it right into the end zone.
All right. So we have the answer here. I believe this is Jim Wexel, who the last time we heard from him, he was asking Aaron Rodgers if teams, he was asking about the old
team
adage.
Team that drinks together plays well together.
Team that drinks together wins together.
Yeah.
Now he was doing Big J journalism here, asking Danny Smith about
Wexel contains multitudes
why
here.
That punt was blasted through the end zone at the end of the game.
Why did you have to kick into the end zone in the game, like 15 yards?
I'm not worried about his net putting at that time. I'm worried about winning the game.
But I mean,
you talk about the last punt of the game?
Yeah.
I'm worried about winning the football game. Why are you going to put the ball in play with 12 seconds left of the game? Make no sense. They got a returner back there? We're going to win the game. They got one time I started to 20, win the game. I ain't worried about his net putting at that time.
That's one of the worst answers I've ever heard. That's one of the most nonsensical answers I've ever heard from a guy who should know better. If it was Danny Smith's call, do you think Mike gives him some deference? Like, he believes in him enough as a position coach that Mike would say, you coach this however you want to in this situation?
Not in that situation, no, I don't.
So you think Danny Smith's getting it from Mike? Because if he was covering from Mike there, no, he did a hell of a job of it.
I don't. In deference, I'm trying to answer this question without sitting on the fence. I think that Mike would probably express to Danny Smith first what he wanted out of the play, because he's got to make a decision: do we go for it or punt? Okay, he decides to punt.
We're taking five extra yards.
You want the five extra yards? Yes.
To give it, but hold on. You only take. Let me argue something with you for a second.
Yeah.
You might take the delay of game because, hey, you can run the clock down as far as you want, and that's an argument in favor of it. And the 5 yards is ancillary.
Yes.
But if your goal was to...
just blast it through the end zone.
Why not just run the play clock down to one or snap it in that little interregnum between one and zero?
Yeah.
Where the umpire has to look up?
Yep.
And then just kick the ball as far as you can.
So I think this actually supports your argument then. I think Tomlin went into it thinking, let's better my... punter, let's put my punter in a better position to pin them deep. And then Danny Smith argued, but why would Danny Smith argue just blast it deep and trust the defense? He doesn't coach the defense.
Also, this is my real problem.
And he would absolutely have faith or belief in his punter to execute a punt that dropped inside the 10-yard line.
He didn't really say that. He said, I don't want the ball in play. Here is my problem.
That sounds like something Tomlin would say.
The ball was punted from the, 39-yard line or whatever it was? Because it was only a net 19-yard gain.
Because it moved them back. So originally they were at the 40. And then
20-yard line.
And then, Minnesota, the punt was attempted from the Minnesota 45.
Okay, 45. All right, so 25 yards of position is what they technically...
Really only 20, though, because really they didn't have to take the delay game.
He says, I don't want the ball in play. Trust the defense. Danny, if you're kicking a coffin corner punt from the 40, from the plus 40,
yeah,
and your punter does the job correctly,
yeah,
there should be both gunners and like two or three other people standing there still next to the returner. The ball should hang in the air for what, 4 seconds, let's say?
Yeah.
And probably, let's just say, at somewhere between the 10 and 3 yard lines if he does a good job.
Right.
Every NFL player worth a crap,
yeah,
from snap to kick to ball comes down,
yeah,
can get down there in time to be there standing next to the player.
I think we're missing the obvious point here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not about like what you, it's not even about executing what you're describing, which is obvious, which you can clearly do. It's if you coffin corner it, the worst case scenario is what they did.
A touchback.
It's a touchback. If the goal is to try to kick it out of bounds and kick it out of bounds at like, you know, the 5 yard line or the 2 or 3 yard line, try it. If it works, awesome. If it doesn't, well, I guess maybe he would argue that the punter would punt. Is the punter so bad at directional punting he's going to punt it out of bounds before the 20-yard line? I mean, that seemed like You want to talk about college punters? That's like something a high school or college punter would do.
I'm mystified by this. I actually have to go with Tomlin wanted a normal, like Tomlin, like any defensive coach, knows that a longer field is a tougher field to traverse.
Right.
That Tomlin wanted a longer field in a typical coffin corner, that he called for a delay of game to make sure that they could give Waitman the appropriate amount of room.
Yes.
And that Danny Smith lost his ever-loving mind and called for, in terms of a few good men, called for the code red.
And on his own, just told Waitman to blast it through the end zone?
Yeah, I mean, could have whispered, kick this thing as far as you can.
The problem we have with this so far is we don't have Tomlin's side of the story, because in Ireland, he talked for 15 minutes after the game, and it was all, they won, so I get that. And then there wasn't a press conference today, so we never got Mike's version of what happened here. We won't, because by the time we get to Cleveland off the bye week, it's just not going to be
a relevant story anymore. Is there anybody out there listening who's in those pressers? I know we try not to do press conference ombudsman much, because neither of us has a chance.
I actually love press conference ombudsman.
I don't do it because you actually usually once a year end up traveling and going to a game and then asking press conference questions. Jim Wexel, anybody else, if you're out there, I'm begging you, burn one of your valuable questions to Mike next week and say, Mike, what happened on Corliss Waitman's final punt? Why did he kick it directly into the end zone on the fly? I would kill to hear him answer that question. Because either he wanted it done and has to find a way to lie, or it's obvious that Danny Smith wanted it done on his own and Mike has to cover for him because he's not going to throw probably his like pound-for-pound best positional coach under the bus. Or Corliss Waitman, literally one of the worst punts in NFL history, and he's going to presumably cover for him because they won the game and it worked out. I actually am going to give Mike a pass here. I don't think he had anything to do with this.
Really?
I really don't. I cannot possibly imagine. I can't get from point A to point B on taking the delay of game only to tell your punter to kick it.
I actually disagree with you on that, though. Here's why. If Tomlin's plan was to have that, now that I actually think about this, now that I'm hearing all of this, if Tomlin's plan was to give his punter more room and have him either coffin corner it or punt it short of the end zone, and Danny Smith on his own or the punter on his own went and just blasted the ball out of the end zone, we absolutely would have seen Tomlin explode on the sideline.
Fox would have picked up on him, though, and he didn't look happy, is my recollection.
Well, he probably didn't look thrilled because now he's got to sweat this out and, you know,
hold on.
Then he
should have gone for it on fourth and one, but that's true. But I think they cut to him, and it looked like he was annoyed.
I feel like there would have been some kind of, I just told you to do this, and you defied me, you blew me off, you ignored me. Like, are you kidding me? Like, honestly, if a special teams coach if they had lost the game in a situation like what you're describing, this code red, if the special teams coach went rogue and that backfired and they lost, you fire the guy the next day.
I would think so.
He's done.
Even in Steelers world, that's like insubordination leading to defeat.
Right. So I just, nothing about Danny Smith's personality would tell me that, like, I could see Mike initially wanting to, you know, have Waitman try to pin him deep and Danny Smith talking him out of it. I mean, we saw Tomlin get talked out of a field goal in that game by Aaron Rodgers.
Humor me. How many yards into the end zone do we feel like that landed?
That ball got crushed, man. It wasn't even close.
Was it 7 or 8 yards in?
It bounced in the back of the end zone. Wouldn't you agree, Donnie? Like, that ball did not barely make it to the end zone. It was booted through the end zone.
Yeah, it never had a prayer to
okay,
be.
Okay, here, but down we're doing one. This is now it's turning kind of fun PM team detectives. Let's all put our craziest theories, like Always Sunny with all the red string going around the room, Don. Humor me with this one. Mike even knows, I think he manages the clock very poorly, but I think Mike does understand the value of every second counts late in a game like that. You want as few seconds on the clock left, for example, for the other team. Let's just argue. Here's another theory. Waitman really did just kick one of the worst punts ever. If you were telling Corliss Waitman, I want you to kick this ball out of the end zone.
Yeah.
Could you not conceivably tell him to kick it quite literally as far as he could? Because for every second that ball is in the air, even if it is 40 yards over the end zone, the clock is running.
Yeah.
They got the ball back with 102 left.
Yeah.
You could argue that if you get it back with 59 left because he kicked the ball 75 yards in the air, that those 3 seconds matter.
Yeah.
We know that they do.
Yeah.
So I have to bring user error here, independent of coaching, into this insane hypothetical set of situations. I have to. Well, if you're going to tell him to get it into the end zone, get your money's worth.
I can see Tomlin having the opinion there. I'd rather get beat with my defense letting them come downfield and tie it on a field goal or give up a touchdown versus they take back some ridiculous punt
but
return.
But how often do punts even get returned when they are kicked from where that was kicked?
No, I know.
I don't know how to do a stat search on this.
I know.
But I
short
would,
field punts that turn into touchdowns. Yeah, you don't
kicked,
see it really.
Punts kicked from the plus side of the 50, from the four, let's say from the opponent's 45 and
yeah,
in.
Because with the hang time, there's time for everybody to get down and make sure it doesn't
I would
happen.
Wonder what percentage of those punts that are even attempted anymore in the NFL, because few coaches actually attempt them. Usually you just go for it unless it's like fourth and 15.
Yeah.
And then they'd kick a field goal. For the few of those punts that actually happen, I bet you under 5% get returned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.